Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Chat Room with Tony Wolfpaw.
Good morning, everyone. This is Tony Wolfpaw for The Chat Room. Another beautiful morning. Guess what day it is? I hope that you know what day it is. I know what day it is. It's Wednesday. All right? Is it Wednesday? Oh, my God. Is it Wednesday?
Yes.
I don't.
Yes. I woke up thinking it was Monday.
Yeah, I wonder why people get their days screwed up so much. I know that the week, some weeks go on very fast. Others, like, it takes forever. Have you noticed that?
Oh, yes,
that?
It does. I wonder
why it happens that way. Why some weeks seem to go on so quick, so fast. And then you ask the other person, wow, this week is going quick, right? Yes, yes, it is. And then, well, you ask, wow, this week is going kind of slow, don't you think? And it says, yes, man,
right?
It's going to last forever. I wonder, how is that? If the days are of 24 hours just wondering this phenomenon, how sometimes our days seem to go on so quick. And you ask, and people will say, yes, it's true. And if there's really no change, is it the difference of, the rhythm of life of some sort?
I think sometimes it may be. Like, when you're excited about it, you know, you got something to do, you're excited, the day seems to go by much faster. But when you don't have anything to look forward to, it can go by slower, and vice versa at times.
It does. It does happen. And, well, yesterday, you know that yesterday was whose birthday?
Will Crawford.
Will Crawford's birthday was yesterday. And we have to mention it. Of course, we've been mentioning Will Crawford from Ireland happens to be a very good friend of ours, of all of us here in the chat room. He's a great chef. And he also is a paranormal investigator, very much connected to some of our good friends from Ghost Hunters International, that you've seen them on TV. So, Will Crawford, again, I know that it was your birthday yesterday. I was there with you because Rita was keeping me informed. Rita was listening to the show. So you were on WLOR yesterday. Was that correct?
Yes, I was. It was a very good show. He had me laughing and threw out some good recipes.
He threw out some good recipes. Remember when we were talking about whether men follow instructions or whether people follow instructions?
Yes.
What happened to you yesterday in Will Crawford's show?
Oh, I had to stop writing down some of the recipes I was interested in because they were talking so fast. I was missing ingredients. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute here. And I'm trying to write really fast. My writing was so horrible because I was trying to get it all in. And then he started throwing out the metric system. And I was like, we don't have metric system over here. What is there, like 30 grams or 300 grams of this ingredient? So
it was very hard.
I used the cups. Yes, it was. It was
so
hard
you couldn't
to
complete.
Keep up.
All right, you couldn't
no.
complete any recipe.
No, I couldn't.
And you were there.
Yes.
We were talking about people about following instructions, okay? And you represented the chat room. I'm going to just say that. I mean, you were there on your own, but you were in representation of the chat room, all right? And you went to Will Crawford, so you had your pen and pencil ready and all that, right? So you were trying to take down some notes of recipes, and you couldn't.
Oh, yeah.
So imagine.
Yes, I got one whole almost whole recipe. I'm missing one ingredient.
Well, that's okay. But
that's
the thing is that there was an invitation from their part for us to be as guests on his show.
Yes.
And he to be guest in the chat room.
That's right.
That was amazing. That was. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Okay, you did. Now, look at the trouble you got us in. What recipe are we going to be sharing with him? And you, and then you mentioned that you mentioned the lumpias. Does anybody know
yes.
what lumpias is? Okay. Now, this is the thing. You mentioned about sharing the lumpias. Now, what
yes.
does the rest of your family say in regards to that? Not that one. Not that one. What is it, a family secret? Are you going to pull up the metric system on now?
Well, we all love that recipe, and we wanted to keep it kind of close to us because we make them good, and every time we make them, everyone's like, oh, what's the recipe? I want some more. Can you make me some more? My youngest daughter, Hannah, was like, Mom, don't give them that one. And my oldest son last night told me I was shunned for giving it out.
But now what are we going to do? We got to show up with a good recipe to that show. We just can't go there.
I have other good recipes. I have a cabinet full of recipes.
Okay, well, one of them has to be. I have to communicate with my friend Gloria Villa. I mean, she has good recipes. I know we were talking about doing the mole, which is a very typical dish over here in the Southwest. If you haven't, well, not only here in the Southwest, it is you can find it in most Mexican restaurants too. But everybody has their different style. And I've noticed that when I was tasting it, first of all, think about it. It's like the mix of chocolate, like chocolate with chicken. People go like, what?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
If you haven't tasted it, you're missing out on something. You know, try it. Many people will say, well, I cannot picture that. Try it. You know, you and then afterwards, after you, your taste buds have already partied with the taste and all that, you then, you know, I love it or I don't. But that is just like one of the things that we can probably share out there. But the reality, the lumpias, kids, I'm sorry, but, you know, Mom went last night on a radio station, on a radio show, and she mentioned it. But something we got to come up with something good for that. And I know that maybe the fried bread, but he's a chef.
Well, yes. I've got some good recipes from my Nana, my great-grandmother. I was handed down some of her recipes, and my aunt handed down me the recipe for her very good, yummy, innocent cookies.
Okay. Does any one of those recipes have what people will say, oh, this contains our secret ingredients? There is always somebody who will just throw in the secret ingredient to that. Yeah.
No. Most secret ingredients is just love.
Okay. Well, that's sweet. Because if any one of those recipes contained the secret ingredient saved and you know, by the family, you have to move from where you are. You know? Because, yes, we do intend to join Radio Recipes. That's a cool radio show on WLOR. And we're good partners. Remember, folks, we are every Monday live on WLOR. I know that over there when we go live, it's not 11, it's 10 o'clock in the morning at Eastern time. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I kind of get this messed up, but you're my clock when it comes over there. By the way, you were the one that gave me the cue to enter. So, folks, I tried to enter at the minute, you know, right there. Ding! You're on the air, Tony. Fine. That cue is given to me by Ree, so that happens on Monday mornings on WLOR. You can download the TuneIn app. All right. Now that we're talking about downloading things, the TuneIn app, when you're listening to our station at Apache Radio Station, this is what we're doing. We're connecting to servers and we're becoming more accessible. That's what we intend to do, to become more accessible to the internet, so that you can also hear us while you're, let's say, in your work or anything like that. So we'll be signing in also on TuneIn because it seems to be working fine, you know. And of course, this is a radio show that is done here in the Southwest, and we also want you to take a listen to our radio programming that comes from Apache Radio Network. So, you know, expect that. And I know that I've been sharing the connections and and especially you, Rita. I told you somehow we're gonna have to download what they call it, the iTunes.
iTunes, you can, yeah.
Yeah, try to download the iTunes, and therefore maybe you can be shopping at anywhere you go, and you just put it on your. If you have the Android phone, it works on pretty well there too. Wait a minute, am I talking about the same thing? I don't know. No. The TuneIn, iTunes is one thing, TuneIn is another thing. But I think that they both work well. If you go to your Google Play where you download the different apps to your phone, assuming that you have not the smartphone but the stupid phone like me, you can You can download that app, and if my ridiculous phone can play it, I'm sure that yours obviously is the most upgraded version. Your phone will play it too. My phone plays it. Your phone should sound very well. My phone is like AM mono, whatever creep thing that you can think of. I mean, my phone is between the beeper and the Motorola square brick cell phone, the one that, you know, many people that used to have those have been operated by hernia because they were very big. Well, those kind of phones. My phone is like right there in the middle of that. It's ridiculous, but it still works. It's fine. It's my phone, and I do receive text messages, and my Facebook and all that is right there too. So it's the reason I say this. A lot of times that we have some great interviews that put up, not everything goes through Blog Talk Radio, okay? The chat room started in Blog Talk Radio, will remain in Blog Talk Radio, but we also air through other stations. It is the station, it is Apache Radio Network that is in the development of becoming and in the mainstream on the internet. So I'm just one of other DJs, of other hosts. So what I want is not only that, you know, you tune in and you listen to the morning show here, but you can also listen to the other programs as well. So if you have it on your phone ready and you just press on the app, you can like us on there and have us available, just like that. You know, it's very simple. And I say it's very simple because, like I said, I'm assuming that your equipment is better than mine. 95% of the time, that's the way it is. So I'm sure, not Rita and I, but Rita and I have the same phones. So that's why she says, I can't hear it. I can't download it. It's not working. And I'm thinking, her phone is exactly the same phone as mine. So, seriously, we're going to have to wait for Kyle to get over there to see if he can download that app for you. Not that I know that you can't, but sometimes I think that you don't want to.
No, I can't. My son walked me through from his. When he lived out in Indiana or North Carolina, he walked me through downloading Skype because I'm like, what? How do I do this? And he's the one that told me, this is what you do. Now click on this and do that. He goes step by step with me, and it was great. And when he did visit the last time, he would go right to my computer and say, all right, this needs to be gone. Here, we'll put this on for you. I mean, he was very good.
Yeah. Well, sometimes at night I go on air, and that's why you especially you, says, are you still up? Yeah, I do the graveyard shift all the time. So sometimes at night I'm on air, and I'm thinking, okay, there must be at least two or three people listening to me right now. No, the thing is that, yes, there are people. There are people listening. And sometimes, since I don't have the chat room there, when I mentioned the chat room, I can see you guys right now. I can see Alenka, I can see Linda, and I can see you guys. So we always somehow stay in touch. But I understanding that the different time zones are out there, that maybe you're cruising or you're sitting in a doctor's office. And you know, when you go and you have an appointment, you can be there on time, but you're going to just have to sit and wait, and sometimes wait and wait and wait and wait.
Oh, yeah.
So while you're waiting, you can listen to the show right over there. That's one of the good things of having a morning show. I can make it worse for you. It's not only, okay, oh, I'm stuck in the traffic. No, I'm going to be over there at the dentist's office. I'm going to take this bad tooth out. And what to make it worse, just tune in our show right there. I like it when people tune in to the show and we're able to share some good words with you, whether it's about the paranormal or any other theme. This morning we woke up with a call from Germany, from Tanja Tyler. She's direct descendant of Geronimo. And, well, she's over there taking care of business in Germany. We are all together working with the situation of Oak Flats. And this is something that hits home very, very, very big time. The San Carlos Reservation in Arizona is doing as much as it can to protect and stop the project of mining Oak Flats, because that's a sacred land for us, and many important ceremonies that are very close to the culture are practiced there and have been practiced there for many, many, many years. And one of them is like those coming-of-age ceremonies that you probably seen pictures on it on Facebook or other places on the Internet. Take place in Oak Flats. So what we want to do is to raise enough awareness possible so that the people that are very much involved with the idea of mining this place, they're going to be destroying a lot of the sacred lands, almost like 2 miles, a crater, okay? A freaking crater to start mining for copper. Land that they already know belong to the Chiricahua. But the government, the U.S. government, in its way to kind of like work with the deficits or whatever thing, you know, they did not take in consideration that Oak Flats has its sacred land for the Chiricahua Apache. They don't. So if that permit is signed, that federal land right there stops being federal land and then becomes part of China and their corporation. So think about that. This is something that is going to happen in Arizona. Okay? Arizona alone has a messed up government. And we don't talk about politics over here, but we have to bring this awareness to each and every one of you, okay? So when that thing is signed, and that's thanks to Senator John McCain that has a lot to do with it, it's going to take away all of the rights that we have, and there we can say goodbye to centuries of traditional gatherings of the Chiricahua Apache in that area. Okay? So think about it. Once that thing is signed, that federal land will not be federal land anymore. Okay? No reversal. A Chinese company is going to go in there and destroy the whole thing in search for copper. That will benefit that corporation from China and, of course, John McCain receiving money for his thing. And,
oh, yes,
and
just lining his pocket.
Well, yes. But the thing is this. They don't give the importance that the Chiricahua Apaches, that is sacred land. Nothing. No importance. Nothing. Okay? So whenever you see the face of John McCain on TV, think about what he has sold. Think about what they have done. All right? I don't care who gets pissed off. I am a follower of John McCain. He would not do something like that. He is the maverick. He has nothing, you know. He's a holy man. He's John McCain. Well, yeah, John McCain takes away land from the Chiricahua, gives it to China. All right? That's what this whole thing is about. Is it fair? No. Is that patriotism? Excuse me, Reed. Is that patriotism? No, it's not.
Mm-mm.
It's not. So think about it, okay? What are we worth here? Well, these people are trouble. And always the Native American has always been a problem for our U.S. People. We're the home of the free, land of the brave, and we're all Americans, true Americans. But the Native Americans, no, they're nothing but trouble. So right now, that's the problem. Come on. Give me a freaking break. All right? So, again, we try not to be political here, but if you want to see the roots, the true roots of this problem, you have to look at that. And not only that, the company that he is working with is a company that also works together with, I think, Iran. And there's a lot of things that even Congress doesn't even know. But they don't want to see it. And they're not listening to the sound of our voices. That's why I ask you, download that thing. Try to connect to the radio station. Why? Because they will do as much as they can to shut our mouths, to keep us quiet, for our voice not to go out there. And that's where you all come as good friends of ours. And it's through the thanks that you keep that post going, that it reaches other people. And one of those people are going to take a listen to it and happens to be someone that has high influence that can do something. Because sometimes we can gather and we can gather and we can gather and we're just looked up and like saying, well, okay, now what are you guys going to do? A protest, a dance, a this and that? Sometimes it's not really taken seriously. And for real, there's some people from Europe that have more respect towards us than here in America. That's a reality. We have more support from people coming from outside than our own neighbors. That's a reality. So imagine that when you're taking something away from you again. He says, why are you guys always so complaining? Well, just imagine that you have your sacred land. Think about it. You have your place, your sacred land. This is the land where my family grew up. This is where, what, the Hatfields and McCoys made their first, moonshine, and they started their fight. And this is historical ground. Let's say, oh, this is Gettysburg, right here, where it was a battlefield. And then, you know, people will go there, they will share the story, but no, wait a minute. Gettysburg, that land, there's a gold mine right there. We're going to sell that area there, that historical land there of Gettysburg, to a Chinese company so they can mine all that. So forget about all the historical value that it has. Let's go dig. Let's go chop down those trees and take out all that grass and landscape right over there. Forget about this whole Gettysburg thing and part of our history, and let's dig for gold. But let's sell it to China. Let's sell it to China. Let's not, you know, let's do business over there because we need to reestablish good credit and look good in the international market. Let's do that. Now think. I put it now on your hands. Think about it. Oh, wait a minute. Let's go to Mount Rushmore. There's some copper over here. We're going to have just to remove that sculptured mountain right over there representing our presidents. Let's just tear that thing down and let's just dig for gold. But let's sell that land to another country. And there we're, you know, we're good to go. Think about it. Oh, no, that's impossible for that to happen. But wait a minute. Let's go to Oak Flats. Yes, let's mine that place over there. But wait. That belongs to the Chiricahua. That land is sacred land. That's where they do most of their ceremonies and that for hundreds of years. It doesn't matter. You know, they can live without it. Now think about it, okay? We need you, all of you, right? You're true patriots, huh? If you are true patriots of here, of America, like you protect the bald eagle, like you protect the white buffalo, right? Think about that. It is time to protect that. It's a bad idea. It's a bad idea. Seriously, that should not happen. So that is why we're asking you, try to take a listen to it. Why? Because you will hear from the chairman of the tribe itself. You will hear about the meetings that are being taking place from the tribe and the rest of the community. You will take a listen to the voices of the children that are saying, please stop this project. You will take a listen. You will be part of that, of the Chiricahua in that effort. That's why we need you. I'm not just, because, he does the chat room. No, this is way beyond. It just takes the signing of those documents for this to happen. And once it happens, we're losing it. We're not going to have it back. And you have to thank John McCain and all of the people that work with him for that. Okay? So be proud if you were the one that voted for John McCain. Be proud of what you've done, of your contribution. And if it's in your hand, as supporters of John McCain, to stop him, to stop this project, please do the right thing and get to him to stop it, right? I really hope so, that we can do that. So Tanya Tyler, descendant of Geronimo, is writing letters. Everybody's doing what they can. We have people from South America's indigenous communities. We have indigenous communities from Canada. We have people from all around the world. But you know what? They still don't want to listen. They still don't want to listen. They are so up, you know, that they think that there's God's gift to the world. They still don't want to listen. And that's why civil wars occurred. When you messed around with the salt dunes, the salt wars and all that in our history. That is what the Maverick is all about. Yes, him. And I don't care how many people will unfriend me right now for saying this. If you believe that you should unfriend me for saying this, then you have less tolerance than we do. I have more tolerance than you have. Because we have had to live this again and again and again and again. We lost our land. due to a military base that went wrong, and after all that, you know, it has been discovered that they were stealing water and they never paid for that utilities, but we did. Yes, you don't know nothing. You think that you know about history and all that, but you really don't know nothing. Why? Because they wouldn't let these things go out there. They wouldn't. It's not convenient. It's not convenient for the voters. That a lot of voters are Christians, and they would not stand up for something like that. But who's saying who? Who's saying what? Is those people over there? But they're always disrupted. For what? Why? I don't know. It's almost like they're always protesting for things. How do you feel that you in the middle of the night have to be awakened by police and other federal agents saying, you guys have to move from this land? You never experienced something like that. It's not in your blood to experience something like that, but it was in ours. Yes. And you think that it doesn't happen anymore? It's happening right now, 2015. So think about it. That's why we ask people, and listen, we fund our own things. Or how many times have I passed a commercial break over here? Never. Never. Why? This is coming out of pocket. We're all together doing this thing. Have I ever asked for money and contribution for you to help support the station? Never. They said, Tony, you should. But I've never done. How many times we have given things away when we say, well, we pay for it. We want to. And some of those people are so nice enough to give it to us as a donation. We still give it away. Why don't you sell it? No, we said we were going to offer this. It's going to be given as a gift. That's what it is. But people, you know, don't understand. They don't see that. And we want to make it a good thing. Whew, this coffee was delicious today. Wow.
Put some oomph in ya, like, huh?
Oh, that was just like a little moment of truth. That's what's really behind the idea that when we say we're going to try to register the station in TuneIn, so that way maybe it is good for you, and if it works for you, you can just download that app, right, and put it onto your phones, and maybe you can take a listen to the programming. Because over here in Block Talk Radio, we're just doing a one-hour show. But what happens is that once I give the programming back to the station, it goes on to the regular thing. Now, because we've been and we're working on all this. Don't think that there's people not working behind us, because Charles is working behind this thing over there at the station, and we agreed to kind of like say, let's register this through that app to see if it works for us, and that way people, you know, take a listen. You still have to hear the voices of the indigenous communities of South America, and I'm going to bring them here too. So hopefully it's going to be sort of like a Spanglish thing going on, because they're doing their best effort to do the show in English with us. So that's what's going to happen. They will be. Well, if you know, you're part of this. When you join the chat room, when you voluntarily join the chat room, you are not quitting your citizenship or whatever. You know, you are not, your political beliefs and comments are always respected. Just because you listen to the chat room, you are in the loop of what we're saying and what's going on. You see, that's why we can't always do a show based on paranormal, and we still go there every once in a while, because we produce the ghost trackers too. And in that radio station, so far I'm the only one that brings ghost stories. So, but I have an obligation with the community to also share other issues and make it. Public out there, so that you, Rita, and Alenka, I know that, and Linda. I mentioned Linda. Linda is the is our haunted doll collector, and we're going to be having a show with her pretty soon. Are all in this? That your support is gold better than that copper that they say that the land is rich right now, that area. Your support comes, you know, from your heart, unconditional, and you cannot imagine what you're supporting right now. You're supporting the descendants of all the heroes that you've became to, you know, you've learned to know about, like Geronimo, like Kocsis, like Victorio, like Lozen, okay? These are the people that most people are becoming familiar, these names of these Chiricahuas that, you know, were killed, were removed from the land, were incarcerated, were humiliated, became legends in their time, and they stood for the community. Now you have the descendants of those that are doing the same. That's what you're supporting, okay? And in history, that's the way it's going to go down. Many people don't know that we're history in the making right now. In 2015, there's a modern history. Maybe 100 years from now, if there's still humanity on Earth, people will be talking about how they communicated back then and what they did and to what extent, how much effort they put into getting words out. They used to say, before it was smoke signals and things like that, and they had the Pony Express. And then from Pony Express, somebody invented internet, whatever, and they started using that as a mean of communication. Internet radio came in to facilitate the communication to most communities out there that most people will never, ever even had a clue that existed because, you know, they were, never wrote anything. They never, you know, they were very, very much kept to themselves. That's the miracle of internet. That's what the internet has done. It opened the door for communication both ways. We are like a USB cable. We're sending information, we're receiving information at the same time, thanks to internet and more thanks to internet radio. That has facilitated a lot of things. I can hear your voice. Alenka, I know about you. You're family right now. And you're from Slovenia. You don't know how many. I wake up in the morning thinking about, hey, I wonder how is Alenka doing? And what, you know, I always have to ask, I wonder what time is it over there. Why? Because I think about you guys a lot, you know, and you, Rita, and you, Linda. Linda and I live practically, you know, in the same county over here, but we haven't met each other face-to-face yet. But it's thanks to the internet that we're connected, that we're able to share all of these things. So it becomes evident that we have to make good use of the network the way we're using it right now. And like I said, you guys are of tremendous help. I know that Charles agrees with what I'm saying and the rest of the people that are with us. And WLOR, ooh, you cannot imagine how grateful I am to be part of WLOR on Mondays, because it is all this thing that is out there that is people like saying, there is something going down there in the Southwest. There is an Apache radio station down there that is breaking through and wanting to connect to the world through the internet radio too. There is something out there. And people say, I didn't even know there were. Yes, there is. There is. Some with good shows, some with shows like mine that I sometimes even think, because I'm my worst critic, I think like, geez, I must have the show that mostly sucked. But if that's the case, I'm going to make sure that it's number one, the best number one sucking show that you can never imagine that dares to air on radio. The Chat Room with Tony Wolfaw. Yeah. Oh, Tony, why do you put yourself down that way? You know why? Because it keeps me going. It's a challenge for me. And since it's a challenge for me, I take my challenges seriously. But I don't take them alone, so that's when I had to really much thank each and every one of you. Those that have started this with me, that are no longer with me, and those of you that are with me today, that are part of the history of all of this groundbreaking event because with us are natives from other communities. Not all Apache. We're going to have people from the Arawak Nation. We have people from Northern Cree. We have people from others, you know, that are out there. And this stimulates other people to reach out again. So the network is going to be so well connected to each other that the world is becoming, you know, more accessible for all. That's how we make good friends. For example, mentioning him again, Will Crawford from Ireland. How would Will Crawford from Ireland know that there's someone over here in the Southwest doing this craziness of paranormal and radio? You know, how would they know? How would Rita know that she's from Massachusetts, know that we're doing something like over here because of the good use? The good use, listen to this, is the good use of internet, of the social networks, of that. And there's a lot of people that have expressed their love, and there's a lot of people also that has expressed their hate, believe me. So I was asked by Gina Kaskunova, how do you manage, deal with this or deal with that? I just have to look at it as it is. You know, I respect the opinion of people. But if I were to let the negativity block me away, or if we were to let that happen, we wouldn't do anything. We would not do anything. Because we do not wake up in the morning to fight with anyone. Well, believe me, I'd rather wake up in the morning like I did today, just make my coffee, look outside, see how's the weather, step outside and feel the cool breeze and enjoy my coffee, like sitting under a tree and feeling the grass. Yeah, feeling the grass over here is like gold because we live in the desert. But you know, it's those little things in life that we enjoy. I have a friend that asked me last night, how do you connect with the earth? Like asking me, she's Maori from New Zealand. And I said, first to acknowledge that it's an honor, privilege to be walking on earth, that this land will see our days, and that has seen the days of our ancestors too. First of all, is that alone sparks me with an energy and empowers me that you cannot imagine. See, everyone has a different way of connecting. The simple way is me is just taking that deep. There's nothing more beautiful than taking that, breathing that fresh air in the morning. That's nature. That the air changes when it's night. It feels different than when it's day. Well, early morning. Wake up early morning and enjoy the sunrise if you can. I see my sun coming up from the mountains. And that area, that exact point where the sun comes out, that east point, and is where the eagle stands. That marks the beginning. I do my prayer looking that direction with a good spirit, and giving thanks to everyone, from the child, from the newborn. And when I mention newborn, I keep thinking about Will Crawford and you know, I think about and Linda that they're gonna. Yeah, you told me that their show was very interesting. It was quite funny because, you know, I think about them. I'm thinking about all the good medicine that comes from the different directions. Now, I want to continue thinking about that and giving thanks in that way. But believe me, the Chiricahua that live in the proximity of Oak Flats, when they do that sunrise ceremony, when they give thanks, when they gather. And this is not a land exclusive, but this is the land for everyone. okay? It doesn't matter where you're from, but it is our obligation to protect that site. Because we don't have cathedrals, that's our church, if you want to call it that way, okay? So when we wake up and we see that beginning, each and every one of you, as we go counterclockwise and face all the different directions that there is, from some it's four, from others it's seven, it doesn't matter, but when we're facing each and other, every direction, and we're pointing and we're giving reverence to each and every one direction and what it represents to us, each and every one of you as humanity is in our hearts, okay? Do not let the U.S. government destroy that. Do not let John McCain sign the stupid paper and make sure that you wipe that smile off your face, people, when you think, oh, that's good. That is not good. It's not good. It's not fair. And you're making the same mistakes of history that is done that is, they did in the past. Do not let that man do something so harmful that would take that away from us, from you, from me. Okay? So my word is, please, 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 download that app. Try as much as you can. Follow the Apache RadioNet page. Like it. Promote it. Try to connect. Send the message. You know, Charles is there. The people that are behind it, give them, encouragement for them to carry on. Because this is about us. This is history. We're part of this land too. So we should be treated like, you know, the little thing that we're asking for, leave us the trees, please. Leave us the land there, please. There has been many tobacco ties on trees. Let us have the site untouched so this can continue for the next generations, please. Don't take away the trees. Don't take away the trails. Don't take away the access to this to give it away to another foreign country. This is ours. That's what we're talking about. So connect to that page and try to give as much support as you can. And if you're computer savvy, help us. Please. That's all I'm asking. Shoot. My coffee went cold.
Oh. Nuke it.
Hey, but it still tastes good. Okay, folks, thanks a lot for bringing all that information that you brought, Rita. Really, I appreciate that. Yes, that's all about. So you let me know if you can listen to that app. And also, thanks for saying happy birthday on behalf of the chat room last night to Will Crawford and his radio show. I appreciate that very much.
Oh, you're welcome. We're all one. So if I'm there somewhere, I will do my best to speak for everyone and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And yes, it's true. We are all one. I've been listening to some great word artists. Great word artist that Thana Hawk. Ooh, I'm gonna have put part of that music onto the programming. And if you know anyone that you believe that will be a good guest to the chat room, please let me know. Okay, we'll bring him or her into the show and have a good chat. The chat room is not only exclusive to what the things that we're talking about. The chat room, when it was made with the intent that we can bring themes of different kind, but then came the paranormal, and we just made it we just mixed it all together. For me, it's much easier as the producer to to talk about both shows. I mean, it's like, well, you can't restrict yourself. You cannot mix this with that. Of course we can. Shoot, if I can do it, you can do it. We can, but it has been a great journey. A great journey. I don't know. If we started with a paranormal in 1989, because I'm very dumb at math, and this is going to be a trivia question for you, Rita, so get ready.
Oh, my goodness.
If we started with our interest in the paranormal in 1989, and it is 2015, and we are still talking about it, how many years is that? This pause, this is the perfect...
26!
That was the perfect moment to place a commercial. One of those commercials that we don't have right...
Hey, I have to do my math!
All right. So the number, how many years?
26!
26 years, is that correct, people in the chat room? If we started in the paranormal in 1998, or not, did I say that right? 98?
No, you said 1989.
Oh, yes, 1989. You see, I was
tall.
I was ready. Okay.
See, everyone said 26 years
is right. Wait a minute. Linda Jenkins said it's 26 years. Okay. Let's see if the same result appears in 1998. Yes, it was in 1998 that we started with the interest in the paranormal, and that was more likely the year that we had that first unexplainable experience, and in 2015, we're still talking about it. Everybody agrees. That has been 26 years, right?
Yes.
Okay. See, now I made the awkward pause. What, 17? Yes, I was 17 years old. I was 17 years old. You're all right. I was 17 years old. I'm 47 right now. And... 26 years, we've been talking about this. They're all laughing. We'll be talking about, I was going to, shoot. Man, I hate when this happens. I was going to come up with a question for a trivia, and I got all messed up with the numbers right now. See, that's why. That's Now, let's think about a trivia question, because I want to give something away. Oh, my God. I'm laughing. Everybody's laughing right now. I was going to ask a question. Well, okay, then. If I was 17 years old, 89? 17 years old. What question can I ask? Thinking about from 1989 to 2015. Oh, my God. I got myself so much in trouble right now. It's not even funny. Okay. What was the hit song? I don't know.
Well, I won't
Come
get
on,
that
Rita.
One.
Help me. Look at that. She had two kids already. Rita, you had two kids in 1989? Rita's a
yes.
grandma. Rita's a grandma. And I said, well, you know, okay. Okay, right. Let's see. What question can we come up? Because I'm going to ask the chat room. And I'm keeping an eye on this chat room right now. Because if we come up with a trivia question, and I say this trivia question on the station, okay, you guys, as part of the chat room, those that have won already something from the chat room, I'm going to see who's going to be the winner, who's going to add this... I need your cooperation right now, folks, because I want to make this fair, right? 42, Alenka? Wait a minute. Everybody's giving out their age right now?
Yes. Hey,
six? Okay, now, you see, now you guys are confusing me more because I'm seeing all these numbers on screen, and I'm thinking, well, you started saying 2, now there's 46, now there's 42, and I said 47. We're trying to guess and make out a good trivia question to give away the signed DVD of Hotel Camarillo, okay, from director Wayne Poe. We're going to have him on interview for this Saturday. So we will we want to give away this signed DVD, and we're going to be doing the interview on Saturday, all right? On Saturday, we're going to do the interview. And I don't know, I'm going to have to get a hold of him because it's Valentine's Day. I'm thinking, what in the world got into me to do a show and call the director on Valentine's Day? I don't want to be ruining anything out there for you guys, but we want to give the signed DVD on WLOR. We're making the announcement of what question we're going to come up with here on Apache Radio Network and Blog Talk Radio. Please help us come up with a good trivia question. But I'm keeping an eye. I'm keeping an eye on the people that are. I don't want you guys to play, okay? If nobody plays, then any one of us can come up. And then I'll bring up a trivia question of my own. But yeah, I wanted to make sure, and you guys keep on talking. I keep on seeing numbers coming up on the screen over there. 5 deaths left and all that. How confusing it is. Now I see more numbers. Look at this. Sherry Webb, 27 years, 20. I'm seeing more numbers come out over there. Okay, now.
So you're 5 days older than Sherry, and people are saying you're old, Tony.
But I didn't say I was brand new. I know I'm old. Thanks for rubbing it in, guys. Well, ladies, you're listening to the chat room here on Apache Radio Network. Let's put on the ID that way that people know.
You're listening to the chat room with Tony Wolfpaw.
Yes, on Blog Talk Radio and also live through Apache Radio Network. And with honor, right now the people over there in the chat room are like messing up with numbers over there, and they're all talking about how old I am. They know how old I am, but they say like how old you are. Besides being 47 years old, yes. Fry bread, ladies. That's the secret. Fry bread and coffee that looks like mud in the morning. That's the secret of coffee that looks like mud. You know that somebody tried to sell me some coffee, and they're coming up with coffee with different mix and different taste. So for you coffee lovers out there, I said, you know, oh, gee, of course I like coffee. Will you sponsor my show? I don't know where they went. But so far, somebody did approach me with coffee, something. See, don't get my attention in that way, then run away. Sit down, let's negotiate something over here. Cold coffee is good. It's good, too. And you know, the coffee grain, that mix, put it in a tree. Put it in the base of a tree, you know, and the coffee left over, put it there. Give it to the trees. It's good for them. And it's good for you, too. 90 seconds to the show to end, and did we talk about anything today? What did we talk today about, Rita?
Saving Oak Flats.
Saving Oak Flats. And will we do this? Do I have your support in this?
Oh, you have my support 100%.
Okay, so let's give this same support to Apache Radio Network. That way they will, 60 seconds to the show to end, that way they will know, you know, that what to do and how to take that support, how to then, you know, send you guys information so you can send and share out there too. Thank you for being part of the chat room today. This is Tony Wolfpaw and Rita Tyner saying good luck to everybody and have a great Wednesday, okay? Be safe, be loved, and goodbye, folks.